This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Maybe it's just me, I don't know, but this virus and the quarantine seem to be bringing to the fore more examples of the immutable law of unintended consequences than we usually get. We had Sabria up at the top of the program with supply chains, of course. Today's second installment, as promised, brought to you by a Los Angeles City Council proposal to limit the fees that third-party food delivery apps can charge. Postmates, Uber Eats, those kind. Restaurants pay as much as 30% of an order's price in those fees, which has become an issue now that nobody in most places still can go in and sit down. As San Francisco and New York and Washington, D.C. have already done, Los Angeles is thinking about capping those fees at 15%. But the Los Angeles Times reports dozens of local restaurants just are not on board. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino takes it from there.
For restaurants, delivery apps are a necessary evil, says Darren Tristano, a restaurant industry consultant with Food Service Results.
You know, you hate to pay the cost, but once you're starting to see the results, it's kind of hard to stop.
In the pandemic, the services have become a lifeline for restaurants, so it's understandable some would worry about rocking the boat. And RJ Hadavi, a consumer strategist for Morningstar, says many delivery companies, like a lot of tech companies, still have a ways to go to reach profitability.
You have to build a base before you can start to collectively monetize that. And I think that's kind of the struggle that a lot of the third-party delivery apps were going through at this point.
Some apps have argued any decrease in fees they're allowed to charge to restaurants would instead be passed on to consumers, who might not accept that. But according to Amanda Topper with research firm Mintel, nearly two-thirds of app users agree the fees for restaurants are too high.
There is some sort of agreement there that consumers are willing to kind of foot the bill here.
The delivery companies have also suggested cuts to fees could be passed on to drivers, but that could make it hard to attract enough of them, says Rebecca Given, a professor of labor relations at Rutgers. Deliveries have already become more time-consuming because of social distancing rules, so she says drivers are already effectively making less.
It's going to be hard to squeeze the drivers much more than they're already being squeezed. Many of them are barely covering their expenses.
Some restaurants fear the apps might pull out entirely from cities that vote to cap fees, but with more and more places going in that direction, Grubhub, Postmates, and others might have little choice but to accept lower fees if they want a bite of the biggest markets. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.